clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And Jill Meadows.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot me.
Oh, you forgot to say happy.
Happy Tuesday. I forgot what day it was for a second. Tuesday, it's Tuesday.
You caught me off guard. I was focused over here. Anyway, yes, it is happy Tuesday. What else is going on today, Tuesday?
It's election day.
It's election day.
Yeah.
Did you vote yet?
I haven't voted yet.
Are you going to?
Yes.
All right, cool. Yes, get out and vote, people. I voted last Thursday. I was driving by the county barn. I thought, vote here. It's early. I'm going to stop and beat the crowd.
Might as well.
Yeah, got it whooped out. But lots of guys I met with the round table at the southbound this morning.
Yep.
And they were all, one guy had his little coffee sippy cup with I voted sticker on it. And, you know, when you're as old as some of those guys, you know, it doesn't take much to get you excited.
Yeah.
So, anyway, pleasure. Also, before we get started with the weather, I got an announcement to make. Did somebody lose a Shetland pony down there in the Greer County area of Wheeler? If you did, there's some people there just north and west of Willow has your pony. I know it's somebody's pet. Lori said that it's feeder trimmed. And then Lori Fight posted it on Facebook. And this dog has a mullet. Or this dog, this Shetland horse has a mullet. I know it's been, it's pretty cool looking mullet. So anyway, if you're missing a Shetland pony, get on Facebook, let Lori know, or text me here at the Ag text line at 580-225-9697, and I will get you in touch with them. Let's check out some temperatures right now. It's really cold up north. I say cold. Cool. 37 at Beaver, 36 at Slapout, 38 at Buffalo and the May Ranch, 37 at Woodward, 38 at Ceiling, 43 at Eric, 47 at Hollis, and over here in Texas, let's see what's happening over there across the border. 49 at Goodlett, 49 at Childress, 37 at Miami, 37 at Canadian, 35 at Lipscomb. So anyway, we'll have you some long-range forecasts coming up for you later on in the show. But first, let's check out what's happening. Not much went on overnight as far as the grain markets are concerned. I'll go ahead and give you some deal in there. Corn for March is up 2 at 646. May is down a little bit at 636. And July is 624. Soybeans for March down 14 at 1527. May 1517 down 12. Soybean meal for March, 503.20 a short ton. May, 489.90. And soybean meal for July, 480.50. Soybean oil is at 58.20 for March, 58.81 for May. Hard red winter wheat is up 7 today. It is at March is 8.11 and May's at 8.03. Oats for March, 3.21. Also 3.21 for May. Cotton for May, 84 cents a pound. July is 85 cents a pound. See what's happening. Sugar baby. Let's see what sugar baby's crop's doing out there in Delhi's. It is May is at 20 cents a pound, and July futures don't look too good. Good thing he is. Did you hear? He's switching over to pineapples.
Wow.
Yeah, he's switching over to pineapples. So it's going to be a fun year with the pineapple, man. But today is also the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd health constellations, and medications to all the species. With spring calving time upon us, and it is, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building a new relationship as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200. That's easy number to remember, 0200, to schedule a visit or after-hours emergency service. All right. How's your cabin project going? Quiet?
It's quiet right now. We're good. We're kind of in a lull.
Your dad's on the way back, so things are going to go.
Yeah, it is.
I pulled in this morning, and I guess I timed it just right. I got to watch two calves be born this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Beautiful scenery. But anyway, they didn't have any problems. Everything's good. And I love it. And we got seven to go, and I'm done.
That's good.
Seven to go, I'm done. I got three at Willow to go, and I'm done. I'm ready to be done.
Yeah, we are too. We're on the downhill slide.
Yeah,
just
we're
a few
on
more.
The downhill slide. What's what else we got going on here? I got all livestock stuff next segment. Looks like I got the stuff from Brandon Hickey last night. Looks like the cattle sales are going very well.
Yes.
It doesn't. Everything's got a green light. It doesn't matter what you're selling. I seen somebody posted on Oklahoma Cattle on social media. 81 heifers sold yesterday over at Western Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and there was, I think the average weight was a little over 900 something pounds. It was 127,000 and some odd pounds of heifers sold for $1.75, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
It's really good, and they're ready to be put out in the pasture, and Mr. Bull can come visit them here whenever they're going to start their breeding facility. Anyway, and also later on the show, Miss Jill has some information on some kids from Western Oklahoma that got their state farmer.
State FFA degree.
Yeah, their FFA yep. degree. And guess what? You were one of them.
I know. I am one of them.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a quite a accomplishment.
It is. The requirements for that degree are pretty extensive, and these students work over the 4 years that they're in FFA to complete those requirements.
Right. And I didn't get one, but I did get, I got one after I graduated, later on as a parent.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Star Farmer?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
I got. How'd you get a Star Farmer?
I have a Star Farmer. I applied for it last year, and I received it at our high school's award assembly at the end of the year.
Oh, cool.
I have a little plaque that says Star Farmer
on
it.
That's what I got. Yep. But I didn't apply for mine.
Oh, okay.
The ag teachers or the family surprised me over there at the Canute FFA. This is like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
My dad has one hanging up in his office, but I can't remember what it says on it. It says FFA something. I don't know.
Call the secretary over there and tell her to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And we get it going.
She's probably holding down the fort.
And we got, man, the bull sales are still going. Man, I know we've already had three or four so far in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle, but they're still going. Just to get this on your mind, because I'll remind you a few more times, coming up Saturday, April 29th at 11 a.m. at the Hobart Stockyards. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I believe so.
Anyway,
yes.
They're going to have a spring replacement sale. 40 breeding age bulls, Angus, Red Angus, Charolais, Simmental, 250 young pairs, Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais, 50 replacement heifers, Angus, Red Angus, 50 bred heifers, Angus, Red Angus, and Charolais. Anyway, it's going to be great at the Hobart Stockyards. You got any questions? Give the world famous Rex Fleming a call. And he'll smile when he answers the phone. So anyway, what's going on there? Let's take a break. Let's come back. Let's talk about some livestock. And then right after the second segment, I'm going to give Mr. Bruce Lawrence a call over there in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. He's got a limousine bull sale coming up Saturday.
Ooh.
And he's going to join us for a segment to talk about that, which will be fun. And then we'll get to the FFA and stuff in a, after the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. I sound like a NASCAR driver, don't I? Yes. Hey, I want to thank all my sponsors. Them Goodyear tires sure did do me good because I won me a race, and I had that Union 76 fuel in there.
Hey, car racing, I think, is the most, like, boring thing to watch.
It has become boring,
like,
yes.
Like, why would you want to watch cars turn left and turn left and just keep turning left? I'm like, why would you watch that for, like, 2 or 3 hours? I don't get it.
Everybody's waiting for that one guy to take out somebody.
Yes, and then takes out everybody else.
And then takes out somebody else. It's kind of like golf. Golf's pretty boring until you get to the last four holes.
And then it's interesting. Yeah.
So, anyway. But I like golf, so I kind of enjoy it. But anyway, but NASCAR, I used to love it, and now it's just, I don't know, it's just, anyway. All right, we come back, we'll get to the cattle. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
All right.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We actually close our loans in-house, so we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepherd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 6th. 2,132 head were sold, 16 head of steers at 500 brought 250, 12 at 600 brought 197, 53 at 662 brought 182, 4 at 773 brought 186, 15 at 888 brought 177, 6 at 975 brought 170, 25 at 1,007 brought 172, 6 head of heifers at 419 brought 217, 9 at 600 brought 193, 50, 10 at 743 brought 175, 16 at 758 brought 175, 30 at 851 brought 170, 3 at 852 brought 165, 81 at 901 brought 170, 50. Butcher cows were 45 to 106, butcher bulls brought 95 to 118, 50. Bred cows were 900 to 1820, pairs brought 1200 to 1950. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 3rd. 1,206 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 275 brought 264. 4 at 450 brought 237.50. 13 at 518 brought 222. 8 at 584 brought 208. 20 at 615 brought 217. 4 at 669 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 184.50. 4 head of heifers at 395 brought 212. 3 at 523 brought 195. 5 at 553 brought 196. 17 at 585 brought 185. 86.7 at 605 by 191, 3 at 650 by 180, 12 at 730 by 177. Butcher cows were 30 to 110. Butcher bulls brought 75 to 133.50. Bred cows were 785 to 1785. Pairs brought 1085 to 2025. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jimmy and Jill, we're back. See, I didn't forget that time.
Do you think Drew got a little wound up given the auction
results? Well, I'm afraid somebody...
That was a lot. It was really fast.
Yeah, he can... that Kentucky drawl he's
I was
got
like,
going.
He sound like this.
All right, here we go. Weather for McLean, Texas. Right now, 44 degrees, wind chills 38, humidity is 67, a little moisture in the air. The winds are out of the north at 12, gusting up to 16. Peak wind gust today was 19 miles an hour. Month to date, precipitation zero. No red flag minutes today, no sub-freezing minutes today so far, and I don't have an 8-inch soil temperature there, and I'm guessing it's in the low 50s. Got all my wheat sprayed yesterday except for one field for weeds. I'm excited. My oats are growing. Dr. Taylor Mouse sent me a Snapchat just a little bit ago. Her little oat field's turning green.
That's
I say
nice.
Little. It's twice as big as mine. Anyway, we got there. And I want to send out a big, huge thank you, and I always will, and you'll hear it again from me, always, to the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. Yesterday, they had the helicopter in the air down in the Granite Lone Wolf area. They did very well. I'm sure that Josh's shoulder sore this morning. But anyway, they did very well on the feral hogs. Awesome. I'm not even going to tell you how many they did, but it was a bunch. And they were excited. They said it was incredible. So anyway, thank you very much for what you guys do. I know you can't keep everybody happy. You can't. The helicopter can only fly so many areas and so many days a week. Yeah. And they got to do maintenance. It's not like you're driving your farm truck around. You just drive it till the change oil light comes on. They got to maintain the helicopter and stuff. So anyway, everything's good. All right, let's check out what's happening in the cattle. Cattle is looking good, guys. Our prices are still climbing. It's not skyrocketing. It's just a steady climb, and it has been for a couple months, and I'm excited. April live cattle is 165.92. June is 160.55. August is 160.07. October, live cattle, 164.67. March, feeder cattle, 192.27. April, 198.72. It's getting closer to that 200 range. Lean hogs is 84.45, 92.75 for May. June is 99.87. It's down. Let me read you a few deals that happened at Elk City and also what happened at Clinton yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock. Let's start with Elk City. I know Drew just said it, but I just want to read off a few that you guys look forward to. 1,206 head at Elk City. Steers were selling in the 400-pound range, 400 to 500-pound range, anywhere from 234 to 240. The 5 to 6 range was anywhere. The lowest I see in the 5 range is 204. The highest I see is 235. Oh, that's on the sheet. In the 6 to 7 range, they were from anywhere from 184.50 to 217, which is awesome. On the heifer side, they're just, man, the heifers are just incredible. 600-pounders, $1.91. 500-pounders, $1.95. Some 400-pounders bringing up to $2.14, which is awesome. Butcher cows up to $1.10. Butcher bulls up to $1.33.50. So this goes back to, I know you weren't listening yesterday. You was busy.
I was busy.
Yeah. I was talking about bulls yesterday.
Okay.
Or I was talking to the radio people. And, you know, whether to rent or lease or how much to pay for a bull if you buy one. Think of it this way. You go out and buy a $5,000 bull, okay? And according to what they said on their sheet yesterday from Oklahoma State, you'll get your money back in 5 years. even though you're out $5,000 capital money. But in 5 years, you go sell a 5,000-pound bull for, or not a 5,000-pound, but a, it's like a 2,000-pound.
I was like, I don't think you meant a 5,000-pound bull.
A $5,000, 2,500-pound bull. How's that? For just a buck, for easy figuring. You get half your money back.
Yeah.
So you're making money by buying a bull.
Yes.
So how's that go? Anyway, bred cows were selling up to $1,785. Pairs were selling up over $2,000. And that was at Elk City and at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. They were just incredible. 600-pounders were bringing up to $220. 700-pounders on steers bringing up to $1.89 is the most I see there. 900-pounders bringing $1.76. Heifers, same thing was happening on the heifers. It happened at Elk City, $1.91 for almost 700-pound heifers. And then we got butcher cows bringing up to $1.06, and bulls, $118.50 per hundred weight. Bred cows, $18.20, and pairs right $50 short of 2,000 pound, which is pretty cool. Okay, so we had a text in, not a Texas, but a text. Do you like Texas Longhorns?
I think they're pretty.
No, I'm talking about the team.
No. Horns down.
All right.
All day. Okay. I think, like, literal, like, Longhorns are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent you some pictures, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. So this lady texted in to remind people to go vote. We already talked about that. And what are we voting for today, young lady?
It is for recreational marijuana.
Okay.
Yep, that's what the 820 bill is for. Voters across Oklahoma will decide on state question 820, and everyone is expecting the level of turnout will decide whether Oklahoma becomes a bigger player in the marijuana world or voters say enough is enough. So polls will be open from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. statewide today.
Yep.
And basically, you know, I'm not a fan of medical marijuana, and out by our place out by Hicks, I mean, there's tons of growers out there.
Right.
And I hope that we vote no on this.
And why? Just because you got them? I mean,
it's not good for our agriculture industry here in Oklahoma.
Right.
It hurts us.
Right. And how do you have any reason for the hurting?
Well, Jimmy, what's your thoughts on that?
Look, you got.
I can't see over there. So.
Can you see that one?
I can see a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody sent you a picture of a Longhorn with his head stuck in
it. Getting off the issue. Yeah.
And so, yeah, everybody's got their opinion, and everybody has a right to their opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you should go vote.
Yep. And there you go. And so, we'll leave it at that. How about that? All right. So why don't we, we got another picture of a Longhorn in.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Look at that one.
Oh my goodness. It's huge.
Yeah. That's got a. That looks like it's around.
Well, it's bigger than my hand. Like, my hand's, like, all the way around.
I think that's in the Elk City area because I see one of those big TV radio towers out there. That might even be our tower.
They're so pretty, though.
Yeah, cool towers. And then, but anyway.
I need to go take some pictures of those.
Yeah. And somebody text in. I'm just giving opinions out here. I'm not my opinion. Somebody text in on the American marijuana and says it has ruined our air quality. And if you don't mind, send me a short text on why it has ruined our air quality. I'll put it out there. Don't worry about it. I'm good. That's what this show's for. I don't take live calls, but I'll take live texts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so everybody has, like I said, we have a right. So you're going to go vote.
I am going to go vote.
And I take it you're going to vote no.
I'm going to vote no.
Well, at least you're honest. Anyway, when we come back, we will have your Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast. Yep. Jill will.
I will.
Yeah, Jill will. And then we're going to talk to Bruce Lawrence with Coyote Heels Ranch about this limousine bull sale coming up. And it's been a long time since I've heard the word limousine.
Limousine.
Well, we used to have, back in the 80s, we had a limousine bull on a set of purebred Charolais cows. You know, and it had some pretty good calves.
Mm-hmm.
And they were gray. They weren't white. They were gray.
They were gray.
It was a red limousine bull. So anyway, kind of miss them. They, back then you didn't corner him. That was this bull. Every bull has their tail. And also, I'm going to remind you, if you're missing a Shetland pony in Greer County, it has been found, and it's being very well taken care of. That bull. Oh, she can come take pictures anytime. The bull is in town currently and soon to move to our new farm at Carter. And I know where that farm is at Carter.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so there you go. And it's halfway between Carter and that other set of bulls that you can go take pictures of that Theo Fight gave you permission to come take pictures
of.
Yes,
perfect.
Yeah, so you got all the longhorns you want to take pictures of. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracks. We have an automated system that we fuel fracks. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, Jill, you stirred up the text line with your marijuana boat, Jill. Way to go.
Sorry.
Anyway, hey, what's the forecast look like up north, and who is it?
I got Sealing, Oklahoma.
Oh, cool.
Didn't their girls just win a state championship in basketball, right?
Our sports guy shaking his
head. Yeah, he's over there. Was it Class A? Yeah. Okay, yeah, Class A.
Oh, congratulations, man. And Hammond, Warriors, dude, they dominated.
That was a good game, too. I was watching it. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
In Sealing, it is 39 degrees, but it feels like 32 degrees. It's a little chilly outside today. Humidity is 80%. Wind is out of the northeast at 11 miles an hour. There are no warnings today, which is kind of nice for once. Today, you can expect a high of 40, and it's going to be mostly cloudy all day. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of rain showers. It's going to be about 38 degrees. Winds just kind of like breezy. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy and 51 degrees with just a little bit of a breeze. Tomorrow night, we have a 50% chance of rain showers, and it's going to be 45 degrees, and winds are going to shift from northeast to east. Thursday, it's going to be 66 degrees and mostly cloudy. Friday, it's going to be partly sunny and 59 degrees and a little breezy. And then Saturday, it's going to be 77 degrees and partly sunny. So Saturday is going to be beautiful, which is good because we're AI-ing that day. And I want good weather when we do that.
Oh, yeah. You need to get to it. Well, guess what? I have a gentleman on the phone, Mr. Bruce Lawrence. That was very coincidental, Bruce, that Coyote Hills commercial come on. It helps fill out, get everybody ready for the bull sale. Anyway, Coyote Hills Ranch bull sale is coming up Saturday, March 11th at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. And on the phone with us right now, Mr. Bruce Lawrence, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Jimmy. We're glad to be on there.
Oh, no, you're famous in this part of Oklahoma. You just don't know it yet.
Well, that's good. I hope I'm famous for something good.
Well, you're one of those guys, FYI for everybody. Oh, man, I said that word, and I ain't supposed to say that word anymore. Anyway, for your information, Bruce called one day here at the radio station, and he was traveling through western Oklahoma. I don't know whether he's coming or going, but anyway, he called and wanted us to help him with his bull sale, and voila, here we are. So anyway, and thank you for calling. First of all, tell people where Chattanooga, Oklahoma is.
Well, Chattanooga is going to be east of Frederick. The ranch headquarters is 17 miles east of Frederick on Highway 5. Or if you're coming from A.T. Bailey Turnpike, you come to Chattanooga, and we'd be a mile west, two south, and a mile west again of Chattanooga.
So it's not hard to find.
Nope, and there's a big sign with a big black bull on it. It's right here on the highway, and you can see it pretty easy.
Well, what are you guys offering this Saturday? You got 90.
We're selling, yes, sir. We're selling 75 yearling bulls and 17 fall yearling bulls and 17 spring yearling bulls. All these bulls have been trick tested and semen tested. We've all got genomically enhanced EPDs and all the performance information, hip height, and you got just about every measurement that you can get on one. And most of these bulls will be homozygous black, homozygous polled, and we'll have, I believe there's 21 of them that we marked at low enough birth weight we feel good recommended on the first calf heifers.
Oh, awesome. What about second calf heifers?
That'll be all right, too. They got some money. They'll work on them, too. That's right.
Yeah, they will, won't they? I got to throw this question in there. I'm not trying to put anybody under the bus or anything, but do you happen to know a Steve Clark down there around Frederick? Now, I'm not kin to him. Let's get that straight now.
I actually do not know Steve Clark.
Okay.
I'm sure the people here at Cody Hills do. I'm actually from out in West Texas, and I've been running cattle over here with the Holloway family for several years, and our leader, Mr. Ken Holloway, passed away last year, so it kind of put me up to having to do a little more of the foot garden stuff, and so, but I don't know as many local people here, maybe as some would here.
I got you. Well, I've met him actually via this show and then on Facebook, and he lives right there next door to the gentleman that had to shoot that mountain lion attacking his goats and sheep down there, so I was just curious. Well, your sale's going to be on live auction TV, correct?
That is correct. You can sign up. You need to sign up early, and and liveauctions.tv, and all the videos are already on liveauctions.tv. You can also go to coyotehillsok.com and see all of the bulls and the video. All the bulls are videoed, and all the sale information is there as well. And also you can go to lawrencefamilylimousine.com and see any of those. Get the same information, have a link to the catalog as well.
Is the limousine breed, is it becoming more popular?
You know, it really is. Limousine cattle have changed a lot over the years, and one of the slogans that's been used is they're not your grandfather's limousine. They're, we've really worked on the performance end of these cattle, and we've also worked on the carcass end of it, and they've become a lot different creature than they were 30 years ago when they were first introduced into the United States.
Yeah, I was just telling Jill about it was back in the 80s. We had a red limousine bull in with a purebred, actually a registered herd of Charolais that actually had come up from the Duggar Ranch by Hammond. And he had some great calves crossing them with the Charolais. But man, you just didn't corner that rascal on any lot. As a matter of fact, you didn't even want him in the lot.
Well, there's some stories about some of those, and of course there's some different bloodlines in every breed that has that, but we did have a little bit of more of a reputation than we had desired to have at that time. But these cattle here, you can walk through them, and if you got one that you won't find one that's out of way over here, and they're anywhere else hardly. We've really worked on a lot of that, those traits and stuff, and so they're a good, we really are. They're topping the market all over the country at these.
Yeah, and I heard that. I've heard that about the bulls coming up for you guys down there, and it's pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of different breeds of cattle that they've been working on the demeanor on them and making them better, because everybody's after better quality, and you know, it's just this EPD deals, these genomics deals, has changed the market so much. Is that same as in the limousines?
Yes, sir. That's the reason all of our bulls have been genomically enhanced. And for those that don't know what genomically enhanced means, that means that we've DNA'd each one of these bulls, and they've been tested, and they're supposed to be the EPDs would be the same as if they've had at least 7 calves in every one of those traits that's been tested. And
yeah.
So it's really moved our breed forward, and not just our breed, our industry forward, you know, and stuff. Everyone that, we're not the only breed that's doing that, but everyone that's doing that, it's really, really advancing things pretty fast. And, you know, a lot of these cattle are, you know, if you're retaining ownership on them or selling them to people that are going to feed, that's really important things to know, you know.
Yes, sir. And it really is. And I think all the breeds are working really hard on them. Angus, Simmental, Charolais, the Limbs, Limousines. And I think everybody's working really hard on it, which I'm glad. It's very important to our future of cattle and having a really great cattle in the United States here, and it's pretty good. And again, that sale is Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. And are you guys going to have lunch or anything prior to the sale?
Yes sir, we're going to have the bulls all up here Friday afternoon, and if you're in the area and like to come by and steer through the bulls and then come back Saturday, or if you want to bid online Saturday, you can also get with myself or Clendon Bailey, the ranch manager here and at Cody Hills, and we'll be happy to handle your bids confidentially for you if you can't be here or be online, either one. We're going to serve lunch, start serving lunch about 11:30 on Saturday, and we'd invite everyone to come out and be with us for the bull sale.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. Well, Mr. Lawrence, good luck Saturday. I already got my day tied up. I think I'm moving into my new house, so I can't come. I finally got to go to one sale last Saturday. I love going to bull sales and just observing what's going on. But anyway, good luck with the sale. And again, what's a email? We got a big ad in the Penny News. If anybody in the Penny News is all over Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, so you can find that ad in there. But for any of our listeners that don't, how can they find out about the sale again?
Okay, you can go to www.codyhillsok.com, and you find all the information you need. You can also go to liveauctions.tv.
Okay.
Or you can call me at Bruce Lawrence at 806-790-2535.
All right, Mr. Lawrence, thanks again for coming on the show and taking your time, because I know you guys are busy getting everything ready for the sale this Saturday. And again, good luck with the sale, and please let me know how it turns out.
Okie doke. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir. That's Mr. Bruce Lawrence, Coyote Hills. Yeah, Coyote Hills Ranch, bull sale coming up there Saturday at 1 o'clock. At Chattanooga, Oklahoma. That's got to be on the river down there somewhere east of Frederick.
Yes.
Chattanooga just sounds like a river town. How about that? Anyway, when we come back, we're going to have the Hober Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast, and we're going to talk a little bit about some FFA students and their getting their State Farmer degree,
yep.
FFA chapter degree.
Their accomplishments.
And then we got some kids from Hydro Eakley that did really well.
Yes.
And one of my favorite FFA students in the state of Oklahoma, besides you and Jancy, Addie Snayberger, she got a little award. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about these text messages you have caused me to get on politics.
Sorry.
We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater.
featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jill and Jimmy are back from this Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour commercial.
You remember that time?
I did.
Good job.
Anyway, goodness. Have you got us a Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast?
I do, and I picked Eric America, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
It is 43 degrees in Eric, feels like 37 degrees. Humidity is 72%. Wind is out of the north-northeast at 12 miles an hour. The sun, I'm going to throw this one in because it's kind of a fun twist. The sun is going to set at 6:39 p.m. Just one more little fact for your day.
That before or after time change?
Before.
Okay.
Time change is coming up, isn't
it? This weekend.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I love it when the time changes back.
Yep.
Today it's going to be a high of 46 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight you got 30% chance of rain showers with a low of 39 degrees. Tomorrow we have about a 30% chance of rain showers, but it's Oklahoma. You never know if that's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
But tomorrow will be a high of 55 degrees. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of rain showers with a low of 46 degrees. Thursday is going to be 70. Friday is going to be 60. And Saturday is going to be 82 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's looking great. I'm excited.
Oh, you're going to be sweating.
Yeah, I'm going to be wearing a t-shirt and shorts. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right, we're coming up tomorrow. I'm going to be talking about the new tractor that Case IH has introduced for its 100th anniversary.
Oh.
And also, Mr. Tyrone Spearman from Georgia is going to be talking about the peanut usage forecast. It's going to drop, is what he's saying. But first of all, let's talk about, from Elk City, who got the State Farmer deal?
The State of Faith degree?
Yeah.
Yes. So, myself, I will be receiving my State of Faith degree.
Okay.
Which, students who receive their State of Faith degree, they go to state convention, which is in Tulsa this year, and they walk across the stage and receive their State of Faith degree. It's a pretty cool deal.
Are you going to be waving, hey, yeah, my name's Jill Metter, I'm with the Day in Ag?
Okay, I can. Let's see if I can try that. Yep. But along with myself, Campbell Jacobsma, Kai Keys, which you met when we did our interviews.
Yep.
Haley Reed, Braxton Buchanan, and Kara Colazzolo. Those are the students from Elk City that are receiving their State of Faith degree.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And then we had some from Burns Flat Deal City.
Yes. They had three from Burns Flat Deal City, Luke Schneeberger, Trevor Teague, and Evan Donaldson.
Cool.
Yeah. And then
Luke's famous for chicken showing.
Oh, okay. And then we had some students from Hydro Eakley who are receiving the 2023 Proficiency Award, and this is like in different categories. This is an award that you you compete in different categories, and so those are as follows. Addison Schneeberger is receiving an award for Ag Education.
Her and Chicken Man Luke are kin,
yes,
by the way.
I figured. Tessie York is earning an award for Beef Production. Corbin Smith is for Forage Production. Gage Slagle, I'm going to go with that, with Fruit Production. Oh, Creedon Woods with grain production and Ryder Klassen with specialty crop production.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty cool awards. I didn't even know that you could do that. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I'm learning this with our little interviews with all the FFA chapters.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of stuff going on at FFA now that I never even dreamed about when I was in FFA, and then you just learned something too, didn't
you? I did, yeah.
And so it was all good. So anyway, if tomorrow I'll announce it the first of the show, and I can't cover all social media, sorry, to find out who all these people are that are winning their state chapter farmer degree. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, you guys can text them in to me tomorrow, and I'll share it on social media with me, and I will announce their names tomorrow because I'm proud of our FFA kids. All right, now what? Do you have... any other kids that you know of in the area?
I got a few pulled up here. Woodward's has two, and I don't really know how to pronounce his name. I'm really sorry.
Go wing it. Dude, go for it.
Neshi Best. I'm going to go with that.
It's hard to talk on the radio when your nose stopped up like mine.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Teton Dixon, also from Woodward, is receiving theirs.
Yeah.
I think Tipton. Tipton's on here. Tipton has four. Bastina Che. We're going to go with that. Abigail Davis. Prince Dois. Caroline Gay. We're going to go. Memes are not awesome. My specialty.
It's awesome.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Ceiling's got two. Colton Bowen. Wesley Newt Hutchinson. Bryce Seal. Sarah has two. Raven Collins and Mason Tucker.
Yep. Mason Tucker got another deal from the school on his robotics.
Yeah, didn't he get like a $15,000 scholarship or something?
And that was from Western.
Okay, that was from
equipment.
Western. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing
he's
that.
He's got it going on. You do really need to go to the prom with him, right?
I can't. Uh-oh. It's the day before I graduate. I can't stay up until 4 a.m.
Why not?
No. I got to walk across stage.
So?
Yeah, no. I stayed up till midnight. I'm like an old grandma. I go to bed at like 10, 10:30 at night. I have a bedtime, and I stick to it. So, yeah.
Anyways, well, life's getting ready to change because you're going to the prom.
I'm not.
With Mason. Come on. Anyway, all right.
I'm giving him a hard time.
And, did I see someone on there from Freedom or somewhere in there?
Somewhere down. This is the longest list I have ever seen. There's I got the total number of kids that are in Oklahoma that are receiving their state of grade.
How many?
708.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually I've seen it from 400 to 500, but 700. A lot of kids filled out some applications, didn't they?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Well,
we'll
announce some more. So anyway, well, earlier in the show when you opened your mouth about your opinion on the recreational marijuana, we have had quite a few deals. So anyway, one person had texted in and said marijuana industry has tremendously trashed up our country. And then one said it has ruined our air quality. And they replied back with, yes, it ruined our air quality. And I asked why, because I'm not picking on them. I just want to know. I want to know their opinion. So we had a grow house move in right across the road from us, from our yearling bull pasture, and I don't like the smell, and neither do many of our bull customers. There you go. That's their opinion. One other person, RH, texted in and said that it puts a strain on our already strained water and electrical grids.
For sure.
So, anyway, I'm just throwing opinions out there. Nobody is texting saying why they would vote yes, and I don't care. You're the one that said you're voting no.
It's a free country.
It is. It really is. And so, anyway, it puts a strain on everything out here. And somebody texted in and said, I got my state farmers in 1972. So that makes them 69 years old. Because I graduated in 1980, so that I knew that number really quick. So anyway, and I didn't get my state farmer's degree. I'm sorry, I didn't. And I'd like to have, but I had fun in FFA.
Oh, I enjoy every second of it.
What's your funnest moment? Think of it. We got 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. Oh, man.
Something is just...
off the top of my head?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Funnest moment.
And it doesn't have to be you achieved anything. It's just, what's your funnest moment? Prom with Mason.
Stop it with that. One of my favorite ones was when I don't remember. Sophomore or junior year, we went to a speech workshop called Stand and Deliver. And I can't remember the guy's name that does it, but he's just so enthusiastic.
You?
You're sitting there for 3 hours, and 3 hours goes by like that. because you're just so invested right. in how he's talking. And then at the end of it, he's like, see, y'all were invested. You didn't even know 3 hours went by because y'all were so invested. That's how you should speak. And I was like, that is the coolest guy I've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
So awesome.
Well, that's like when you're on the show or Jancy, you know, it goes by. I mean, we're done. We got, yeah. we're getting, the music's getting ready to start sounding. So anyway, it's been a fun day. Again, cattle markets are doing great, everybody. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the new Case IH tractor has come out in their 100-year anniversary edition. Pretty cool stuff. And also, then somebody just texted in and got their state farmer degree in 1979 and American farmer degree in 1982. Are you going after your American farmer degree?
I don't think so. I don't think I have the right requirements for that one.
What is it?
It's a little bit more than... I feel like you have to run for a state office. That might be one of them. I'm not 100% sure, but I'd have to look up the requirements for that one. But it's quite a few more than your state of
state. Step your game up.
Okay.
You're going to college.
We'll see.
Yeah, you got it going on. The music's playing. Jill, thanks for coming in and out of your busy school schedule.
Yes, my whole two classes.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for stopping by. We'll be back tomorrow, or I will anyway, and we're probably going to see if the nose of the yeses gets it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for stirring trouble up on my show today.
Anytime.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill on the Stockman Veterinarian Happy Cap House.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest stars in country music.
Here they are.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Kidnapping turns deadly. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico have been found dead. Two others are alive, but one is wounded.
During this difficult time, I want to offer my deepest sympathies to the families of the Americans who were attacked and kidnapped.
Attorney General Merrick Garland not confirming any details as both sides of the border investigate, but it's thought the Americans may...